A lot of people have said a lot of things about Arizona over the past couple years, but next week, Arizonans get their say, at least in who should be the Republican nominee for president. And here's a hint, Grand Canyon doesn't just describe that enormous gorge up north. It's Wednesday, February 22nd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out today. I'm joined by Todd Zwillett. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
We're going to talk about what is swaying voters in Arizona and why they're as deeply divided as the rest of the country is. And also another devastating loss, not just for journalism, but for the world. Reporter Marie Colvin killed in the bombing in Syria. We'll talk about that as well. First, though, let's check in on the morning's top headlines.
And Celeste, as you just mentioned, sad news out of Syria this morning. The violence has claimed the lives of two journalists, including American Marie Colvin, who was in Syria reporting for Britain's Sunday Times. Here's a report she filed from the city of Homs just yesterday.
There's a small clinic. You can't really call it a clinic. It's an apartment that has been turned into a clinic. I mean, you have plasma bags hanging from coat hangers. So I watched a little baby died today. Absolutely horrific. His little tummy just kept heaving until he died. That is happening over and over and over.
French photographer Remy Ochlik was also killed. Exact details remain unknown, but the Reuters news agency reports the two were inside a house hit by shelling and rockets. The two deaths come less than a week after reporter Anthony Shadid from our part of the New York Times also died in Syria.
A team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have left Iran with no new information. Here's the head of the delegation, Herman Nackertz.
We discussed the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program. We also tried to get access to a site that is relevant for our investigations. Unfortunately, we could not get agreement, so we could not get access. We could not finalize a way forward.
This was the team's second visit to that country in less than a month. Iran said it would hold talks with the UN surrogates, but refused anything more.
The White House is rolling out a plan to overhaul the corporate tax code. President Obama wants to cut the corporate rate down to 28% from 35%, where it is now. However, the new rules would close loopholes and popular subsidies, eliminate them, currently enjoyed by American corporations. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is expected to unveil the plan later on today. The government's new consumer watchdog agency is launching a probe into overdraft fees at the nation's banks. Officials from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will ask banks for information about how fees affect consumers, how overdraft protection is marketed, and what information customers receive. It could result in new rules or even lawsuits if the banks are accused of violating consumer protection laws.
The battle over California's ban on same-sex marriage is now heading for the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Proponents of the voter-approved ban, known as Proposition 8, are appealing an adverse ruling that was handed down earlier this month from a three-judge panel of the court. And the Fitch Ratings Agency has downgraded Greece from triple C to C. In its decision, the agency indicates that default is, quote, highly likely. Let's check in on the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are down. Futures have turned down this morning on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,965. That's after an exciting day yesterday when the Dow Jones topped the 13,000 mark briefly. That's the first time that has happened since 2008. The S&P will open this morning at 1,362. The NASDAQ at 2,948. So we'll be talking a little later this hour about some new developments in the understanding of the way the brain works, and it might make it possible for trauma patients to erase specific memories by blocking a specific enzyme. That's right. This is not the plot of Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. This is a procedure that would erase certain parts of your memories, and we want to hear from you. Are there memories you'd like to erase? Todd? Anything come to mind?
Some come Third to mind. Maybe? I don't know that I would talk about them live on the radio, the ones I really want to erase.
Wow. There are there secrets in the life of Todd Zwillick that must be plumbed to the depths?
We've all got them.
Tell us what you'd want to forget. I'll tell you, I'd like to forget Jim Larkin from elementary school. Gave that guy a black eye. 877-8-BLACK-EYE. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comments at facebook.com/thetakeaway. We're going to talk about the GOP presidential candidates and their message in Arizona in just a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.